crazy way. I get a relaxation, and it's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you.
Cruisin' day and night. This is Cruisin' WGCM.
I look at all the lovely people. I look at all the lovely people.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
Reset at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry. And the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark. Another come-from-behind loss fell to the Montgomery Biscuits, 5-3, and the Shuckers' losing streak is at 5 games right now. Well, the good news is another day where they get to try to reverse that curse and turn it into a win. From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, this is the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zerlo will be joined by Garen Green momentarily. But yes, the Shuckers look like they were going to snap that 4-game losing skid last night against the red-hot Montgomery Biscuits. Just one of those curses that the Biscuits have against the Shuckers here at Riverwalk Stadium. Thomas Dillard, though, notching another 3 RBI evening for him. Solo blast in the second inning, 2-run RBI single in the third. And even though Carlos Luna struck out a season-high 9, it was a cheapy home run from Grant Witherspoon, a 3-run blast in the fourth inning that capped off a 4-run fourth inning frame. It just kind of hung up in the air down the right field line and really what did them in. And the Shuckers now, since 2019, are just 5-23 here at Riverwalk Stadium. I'm not kidding. It's like the Red Sox-Yankees curse where the Sox, whatever they do, different year, different team, different players, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to say there's a curse in Riverwalk Stadium. But they try to reverse that today. Lucas Urasig will be the opener for the Shuckers. And the good news is, too, they're only just a game and a half out of first place from the Biscuits, so a chance to move back to .500 and a chance to close that gap on the top team in the South Division of the Southern League right now. Well, when we come back, Garrett Green caught up with the big slugger out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard. Homer now in back-to-back ball games. We'll have that interview for you as the Shuckers pregame show continues on here in Montgomery.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball to events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Welcome back on the pregame show, getting you all set for Shuckers and Biscuits tonight. We're joined tonight by Thomas Dillard on the pregame show. Thomas, obviously home runs in back-to-back days. We didn't get a chance to catch up with you after Thursday night's game, but what was it like to get that first one? And it was first pitch that you were looking for, so what did you see for that first home run?
I was really been pressing a little bit, but got a good scouting report from Chucky, and I was just looking to ambush early. I knew I had runners on base, so I knew he was going to come at me. But good pitcher in Seymour, so glad to get it out of the way.
And you come back, you hit one last night, first at bat as well. Just take me through that one for you.
Yeah, I've been working with JJ a lot in the cages, just on making sure my left-handed swing's grooved, because I've been, struggling early, but long season. So, I was seeing the pitcher good. He had good fastball, so I knew 3-2 he's probably going to challenge me. So just got after it and put a good swing on it.
It's out over to the train tracks. How sad were you on Thursday night there wasn't a train out there for a train home run chance?
It would have been pretty cool for a train. That is a loud train as well, but it was cool to see it go into the trees.
All right, so early on in the season, you've mostly been at first. You've been playing as a designated hitter as well. Take me through your progressions at first base and what you've been working on this year.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because in college I only played in the outfield. So just learning the nuances of playing first base. A lot of people think it's just – catch the ball. It's a lot of stuff, learning the footwork. So I've been working with Mikey, Bob Misick. It's just getting used to the speed. It's a lot quicker in here. So just working every day, getting better at that.
I know you mentioned it's a long season. It has been a little bit of a rut right now for the team. But what's the atmosphere like in the clubhouse?
We've got a lot of great guys, and nobody's scared of, being bad or anything like that. Our outfield is about as good of an outfield as you're going to find. A lot of talented infielders and really good pitchers, so nobody's worried about anything. We're going to figure it out. So last night we all went to dinner together, and we put our phones up and just had a fun time. So excited about what's to come. Just go out there and play. We've got 113 games left.
I love that you know the number. And obviously you mentioned those three outfielders. You're generally hitting behind those guys. So how great is it to be able to stand in the, in the on-deck circle, maybe be in the hole, watch them hit, and kind of get a scouting report as well from those guys?
It's super fun to play. They're three big leaguers. It's fun to hit behind that. And I think the cool thing is they all bring a different thing to the table. I know Sal's only been here for a few days, but Sal's amazing in his own aspect. Garrett's probably the most talented baseball player I've ever seen. And Weimer is Weimer. That's about as good as you can describe it. So it's fun to hit behind them and watch what they can do. And it's a new thing every day.
Now for you, you obviously got a little bit of a bump up to AA at the end of last season. How big has that been to help you out this year to manage seeing AA pitching?
It's big to know what to expect, because last year when I got called up, I was pressing a little bit just because, from Mississippi, getting called up, I was pressing a little bit to get back here and know what to expect, with the coaching staff, how they're going to treat me, all that kind of stuff. So it was big, and, being one of the older guys, I feel like I'm not necessarily a vocal leader. I just kind of go out there and do my stuff, and, I'm just there for the guys that need it. So getting called up last year was big, and it's definitely helped this year. And like I said, I've been struggling, but it's a long season, so it's helped me to deal with the adversity as well.
Well, it's been good the last couple of nights. We'll hope for more of the same this evening. Thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes of your time.
Appreciate it, Garrett.
All right, there he is, Thomas Dillard, our guest on the pregame show. When we come back, first pitch and lineups. All of that as Biloxi Checkers baseball continues in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures, you can rely on Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click.
never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
And welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. We'll give you the starting lineups now for both sides, starting with the Biloxi Shuckers, currently second in the South Division, 12-13 overall record, and they are the visitors tonight. Sal Frelick still at the leadoff spot, playing the DH position, or in the DH spot tonight, followed by Freddie Zamora, the shortstop. Having a nice series so far, been robbed of a few base hits the last two nights, though. Nice defensive plays by Meade at third base, and out in left field last night by Hill Alexander. Garrett Mitchell, center fielder, batting third. Joey Weimer, the cleanup hitter, playing right field, again, batting fourth. Felix Valerio, night off yesterday, inserted back in the lineup, batting fifth, playing left field. Thomas Dillard, though, two home runs, and now six driven in the last two nights. He's playing first base, someone to watch out for tonight. Jackson Reed, the catcher, going to see him back in the lineup after he was taken out two nights ago at home plate. Cam Devaney, the third baseman, he is batting eighth, and Gable, second baseman, rounds out the order as he bats ninth. And the Shuckers will send Lucas Ursing to the mound. The right-hander is slated to be the opener, and Andy Otero is allegedly coming in after him. We'll see how long Lucas Ursing will go, though. And he'll face his Montgomery Biscuits. Lineup goes as follows. 13-11 Biscuits. Oh, now they are winners of four in a row. And 13-11 overall record. Again, first in the South Division. Brett Wisely lead things off, playing second base. Switching shortstop, Greg Jones. Curtis Meade, the third baseman, is batting third. Center fielder, Grant Witherspoon, batting cleanup. Jordan Cazar, the right field. Left fielder in the sixth spot. Lefty first baseman Evan Edwards, Eric Osberg, the DH, night off yesterday, batting eighth. He had a home run here at Riverwalk Stadium a few nights back. And Blake Hunt, he'll be doing the catching, batting ninth, as they send the right-handed pitcher Evan McKendry to the mound here tonight for the Biscuits. As McKendry, kind of in and out of the bullpen, has been a piggyback starter at points this year. And he's slated to go a few innings as well. So we'll step aside here for just a moment for station identification here on the Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
And welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show again here in Montgomery, Alabama Riverwalk Stadium. Thomas and Zarella, Garrett Green. It's time now for your favorite segment of the pregame show. We know it. It is your pick to click. Well, I picked Freddie Zamora last night, and Freddie went 1-for-3 with the walk, taking a base hit away in the fifth inning. A line out to Jordan Kizar, the left fielder. It took away at least a single, potentially a double. You know what, Garrett, tonight? I'm going to go with Freddie Zamora again. He's facing one of his old Miami Hurricanes, Evan McKendry. So I got a funny feeling Freddie is going to get that multi-hit game that he was robbed of yesterday.
All right. I like it. Freddie is a good pick to click in this series. Meanwhile, for me, I'm going to go with Felix Valerio. Valerio's in a little bit of a rut right now. He's 6 for his last 38 coming into tonight. He's 1 for 11 in this series, but he was swinging a better bat in his start that he had back on Thursday night, so I am going to take Felix Valerio as my pick to click this evening. He's really been a bat that's kind of been missing in this lineup since midway through the Pensacola series. Obviously missed the back half of that series and came back and has been in and out of the lineup over the last. Valerio as a pick to click tonight for the Shuckers, hopefully, as they are able to come away with a victory.
Well, we'll see if those two guys can perform. Well, the first pitch coming up on the other side on the pregame show here. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an exclusive Schooners Roundup Tee presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewer Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it's the fifth game in a six-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella. Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight 12-13 on the season. They've dropped the first four games in this series, and they're below 500 for the first time all year, but they are just a game and a half back of the Montgomery Biscuits, who are 13-11 on the year. Here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off, the designated hitter, Sal Frelick. Freddie Zamora follows him at short, and Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, hits third. The right fielder is Joey Weimer. Felix Valerio out in left. Thomas Dillard at first. He is in the sixth spot tonight. Good to see Jackson Reitz back in the lineup. He's catching and hitting seventh. Over at the hot corner is Cam Devaney. And rounding it all out is the second baseman, Gabe Holtz. They go opposite the right-hander, Evan McKendry. This year, no record and no earned run average in the third innings. No runs allowed, just two hits and two walks, nine strikeouts, making his fourth appearance and his second start. Shuckers are in their road gray uniforms tonight. They have Biloxi in that Shuckers lettering in black across the chest. They have black numbers outlined in blue on the back of those gray jersey tops. They wear the gray pants and they have the black caps on tonight. As for the Biscuits, they're participating in the Marvel Defenders of the Diamond series that all of minor league baseball is doing this year. So they are in special Captain America jerseys tonight. White on top, they have that blue star with blue wings coming out of it, and they have a little bit of the red and blue for the shield on the bottom with the white pants. Sal Frelick in from the left side, and the first pitch is scorched down the right field line and all the way into the corner. Sal is around first. He is heading for second, and he will pull up there as it's dug out by Jordan Kassar. But it's a perfect start to the game as Frelick gets his first double on the first pitch of the game as we're off and running here in Montgomery.
Well, there's some of the power that Frelick has to offer and just absolutely torches it down the right field line, showing that power on a pitch on the inner half of the plate.
So immediately on base, and it brings up Freddy Zamora, the shortstop. Hitting from the right side as McKendry, the right-hander, kicks and fires. And Zamora takes a slider outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Thomas mentioned it, the two of these players, teammates at the University of Miami. McKendry was selected in the ninth round of the 2019 draft out of Miami by Tampa Bay. The right-hitter looks back to second and his 1-0. And Zamora hits this in the air, center field falling fast, Witherspoon coming on. He's going to have to play it on a hop. Frelick advances to third, and Zamora is on with a single. The Shuckers have back-to-back hits on just three pitches. They have men on the edges and nobody gone as Garrett Mitchell strides to the dish.
Well, that was not easy for Sal Frelick. He was kind of in between second and third trying to read that. He thought the center fielder, Grant Witherspoon, had a chance to be able to get there. And a really good read by him. And we talked about Zamora continuing his hot streak at the plate.
So runners on the edges, nobody gone, and a great chance for Mitchell. Corner infielders draw in slightly as the right-hander McKendry rocks home. And the first pitch comes in, and it hits him. It gets Garrett on the kneecap, and he goes stumbling out of the batter's box towards the Shuckers' dugout, and he's hunched over in a little bit of pain as he goes to take off all of his armor. And so a hit-by-pitch and a great situation for the Shuckers. The bases are loaded for Joey Weimer with nobody out here in the first inning. And, of course, Mitchell now walking a little bit better after he is hit by that pitch. And he is down to first base without much medical attention.
Now, Gary Mitchell, he is like Pete Alonso for this Shuckers team. It seems like if there's a guy that's going to get plunked for some reason, it's him. That's his fourth hit by pitch this season and leads the team.
Nobody gone, and here's Joey Weimer. The set on the first offer, and Weimer takes a little high and tight for a ball. It is 1-0. Weimer 4 for 16 in this series. All four of those hits have gone for extra bases. He's got three doubles, a home run, and two driven in. Frelick at third, Zamora at second, Mitchell at first, as the 1-0 is fouled back. And the count is one ball and one strike to Joey Weimer. Game time temperature and conditions here in Montgomery. It's 80 degrees at first pitch and plenty of sunshine. Wind is blowing in slightly from left this evening. Weimer in a 1-1 count, the offer. And Joey, aiming for the train tracks, swings through a slider. And so the count is now one ball and two strikes to the Shuckers right fielder. Scouting report on the right-hander McKendry. He throws a fastball anywhere from 92 to 96, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. Stares in on the 1-2. And Weimer strikes out swinging on an elevated fastball. So big first out for McKendry as he strikes out Weimer. And now it will be Felix Valerio.
Well, here is Sal, the Biscuits line defensively this evening. Starting the outfield, Hill Alexander, Grant Witherspoon, Jordan Kassar, Around the diamond, Curtis Mead at third base. Greg Jones and Brett Wisely up the middle. Evan Edwards at first, and Blake Hunt doing the catching.
Valerio in from the right side, and the first pitch is a curveball that comes in at the knees for a strike. 0-1 to Valerio. Calling the balls and strikes tonight is Raul Moreno. James Jean is our third base umpire, and crew chief and Macon Hammond is at first. Set and the next offer, and Valerio takes a curveball down low. One ball and one strike to the Shuckers left fielder. In a conversation with our crew chief, and he said that he's from the Caribbean, and so you can say James Jean or James Jean, and they're both correctly, but you know, we like to try and go with native pronunciation, so James Jean is our third. One to Felix Valerio in the pitch. And Valerio smacks this down the right field line, but that's going to slice into the Shuckers bullpen foul. And the count of ball and two strikes to Valerio. Frelick at third, Zamora at second, Mitchell at first. No score just underway here in the top of the first inning between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Great scoring chance early. The set by the right-hander McKendry. And the 1-2. And Valerio takes above the letters for a ball. And so the count draws even at two balls and two strikes. Valerio playing in his 20th game of the season. This is game number 26 for Biloxi. 14th game on the road for the Shuckers. As the set by McKendry and the 2-2. And Valerio hits this high in the air. Left field should be playable for Alexander. He will get underneath it and make the catch. Frelick is going to come home. Here is the throw. It's up the line, and Frelick slides in safely. And Felix Valerio delivers a runner. It's a sack fly. It's his 13th RBI of the year. And the Shuckers do have a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning.
Well, that was a really strong throw from Alexander, the left fielder, and it wasn't too deep either for Frelick to want run on, but because of his speed and athleticism, able to beat it home, and the throw is a little bit up the first base line, so Hunt, the catcher, had to retrieve it and then come back to it.
So two men on, and now it is Thomas Dillard, and he checks his swing, curveball, called a strike at the knees. It is 0-1. Well, Dillard is having a good series so far, 4-for-14, but he's got two home runs, 6 runs driven in for the first baseman. Switch hitter from the left side. As McKendry looks to second and the 0-1. And Dillard swings and misses at another curveball. And it's 0-2. So the Shuckers are trying to not let a golden opportunity go by. They have the bases loaded and no one out here in the first inning. They have gotten a run across on a sack fly, but they'd certainly like to score more against the right-hander Evan McKendry. Here's the set and the 0-2 to Dillard. And Thomas tips it, but it's in the mid of Hunt, and it's a strikeout. First strike first on a sack fly by Felix Valerio. 1 run, 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left on base for Biloxi in the first. We head on to the bottom of the first inning. It's the Shuckers 1, and the Biscuits coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only Amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Well, looky here, ah, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolf and she's gone because at the end.
Bottom of the first inning, the Shuckers with a 1-0 lead as the Biscuits come to bat. Here is the lineup for Montgomery tonight. Leading off the second baseman, Brett Wisely. Greg Jones at short. Curtis Mead hitting third. He also plays third. The cleanup man, the center fielder, Grant Witherspoon. Jordan Kassar in right. Hill Alexander in left, on the bottom third of the order after the first offer from Lucas Ersig. It's a fastball at 96, high and away. Evan Edwards at first. Eric Ostberg, the designated hitter, batting eighth and rounding it all out. The catcher, Blake Hunt. So here's the righty, Lucas Ersig. 1-0 count to Wisely, the pitch. And that is bounced weakly on the ground. Charging Zamora. Wheels up the runner Wisely by two steps. Falling away to his right. One gone on the bouncer. And that brings up the shortstop, Greg Jones.
Well, beautiful play by Freddie Zamora. And here's how the defense lines up behind Lucas Ersig. Felix Valerio, Garrett Mitchell, and Joe Weimer out on the outfield. Grass around the infield. Dirt. Cam Devaney at third. Freddie Zamora, you saw, just make that play. And shortstop, Gabe Holt, the second baseman. Thomas Dillard at first, and Jackson Reitz doing the catching.
So now the first offer to Jones is bounced into the Shuckers' dugout for a strike. It is 0-1. So the right-hander Lucas Ersig on the mound tonight for Biloxi. 6'3", 219-pound right-handed hurler, left-handed hitter back when he was a third baseman for Biloxi. The 0-1. And this is weakly bounced out to second. Holt started all in on it, now backs up, lets it bounce up waist high, and throws to first. And Jones is retired. Two gone, and Curtis Mead the batter. Well, this is a role that Ersig is very familiar with. When the Shuckers were getting him introduced to the mound last year, this was a way for Ersig to be familiar and get into a routine of pitching every 5 days. He was an opener before he turned into an honest-to-goodness starter last year. As a fastball at 98 comes in at the knees for a strike to Mead, 0-1. Ersig served as an opener 6 times last year for Biloxi. Right-hander sets at the belt and the 0-1. And that is at the knees again, another 98-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-2. This is more in line with Lucas Ersig. Last time that we saw him on Tuesday night, his fastball was kind of topping out at about 95, 96. 0-2. And a breaking ball. Mead is completely fooled as he swords and misses for a strikeout. And it's a very efficient shutdown inning for Lucas Ersig in the first. We go on to the second. Shuckers leading the Biscuits 1-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
First pitch to Jackson Reitz was a called strike. The next pitch from the right-hander Evan McKendry sweeps off the plate for a ball, and the count is even at 1-1. Reitz, Devaney, Holt do up for the Shuckers here, 7-8-9, after Biloxi scored a run in the top of the first. 1-1, and a slider is in tight. That started right at the hip of Reitz and fell on the inner edge but missed. And so the count is now 2-1 to the Shuckers catcher. McKendry. And a fastball is hit a mile in the air, but playable. Left side. Who's going to get it? Jones and Alexander. Jones coming in on it. And after it ranged about
15 to 20 feet in the infield. Jones ends up a step shy of the infield dirt and makes the catch, and Reitz is retired.
Well, the wind's blowing in, probably towards the right field foul pole. It's swirling a little bit, but yeah, I thought that ball was going to end up in shallow left field. All of a sudden, you see Jones start to run almost in a circle and go out towards shallow left and work his way back on the infield third. Just shows you how the wind's playing tonight in Montgomery.
So now it's Cam Devaney, and a two-seam fastball runs over, ladder high for a strike, 0-1. Sunshine going from left field out to right here at Riverwalk Stadium. 0-1, and it's a check swing by Devaney. He holds up, and the count is 1-1. Measurements here at this ballpark, it's 314 down the left field line. There's a 12-foot wall out there in left. As the right-hander McKendry is 1-1 toss. And that is smoked on the ground. The three-hopper Jones deflects it, picks it up, still throws to first, and gets Devaney by a step. Cam hustling down the line, and even with the bobble by Jones, I think he just hit it too hard. And it's a 6-3 ground out. Two going here in the inning, and Gabe Holt the batter.
Yeah, it would have been a clean single, obviously, if it wasn't hit at any of the infielders. But I think you're right. That was well struck. It definitely had a good exit velo to it.
So now the first offer to the left-handed hitting Holt. He takes a fastball inside, 1-0. But there's that 12-foot fence out there in left, but remember, there's about another foot worth of walling out there. That's the brick underneath it. The 1-0 is fouled off. And it's one ball and one strike to Holt. Then there's a 4-foot railing that the yellow line is on top of. That goes all the way out to the deepest part of the park where there's a little cutout, and it's 395 in the left field gap. As this is bounced foul by Holt, and the count is quickly 1-2. Fence at that 395 sign drops down to 8 feet, though there's about another foot worth of railing on top of it with the yellow line. The center, the 1-2, and Holt takes an inside edge fastball for a called third strike. Punched out by Raul Moreno and Evan McKendry after giving up a run in the top of the first, bounces back with a 1-2-3 second. With a strikeout mixed in. We head on to the bottom of the second. It's the Shuckers 1 and the Biscuits nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your post when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
One nothing Shuckers as we go to the bottom of the second inning. The right-hander Lucas Ersic deals the first pitch home. It's bounced up the middle. Holt slides to an E, but it slithers under his glove. Straight, what a shocker. Grant Witherspoon with a single. It's the first hit of the game for the Biscuits, and they have the leadoff man on here in the second. Biloxi leading 1-0.
And extending his hit streak in the process as well. Now up to 7 games. He has just been a force to be reckoned with in this entire series, and really in the whole Southern League season, it doesn't matter who's on the mound, he's going to find a way to get on base.
Well, he is now 11 for 19 in this series. The good news is it was just a single up the middle. So a man on, and here's Jordan Kassar, and a quick pickoff move by Ersig, and a dive back in by Witherspoon. Well, Witherspoon was hitting 350 coming into tonight. That was the best average
in the Southern League, so that will go up a small amount. As the first pitch to Kassar is a changeup inside for a ball, it's 1-0. Kassar, a 219 hitter this year, 21st game for him. For the Biscuits, this is game 25 of the year, and their 16th home game. The set and the 1-0. And this is at the knee, is a sinking fastball at 97 for a strike. And it is 1-1. The Biscuits are in the middle of a 12-game homestand. Next up for them, they will head to Knoxville, Kodak specifically, to take on the Smokies. As the 1-1 fastball inside at 98. And the count is 2-1 to the right fielder, Jordan Kassar. Meanwhile, the Shuckers will finish out this series tomorrow, 3:33 first pitch. Right-hander Tyler Herb back on the mound for Biloxi, 2-1. And that is just off the plate, 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 3-1 to Kassar. Meanwhile, the right-hander Taj Bradley will go for the Biscuits. Day off on Monday. And then Biloxi is back home for 6 games against the Birmingham Barons. Ersig, the 3-1. And that is hit out towards right field. Weimer is backing up on it at the wall, and it's going to sail over the railing. It's out of here for a 2-run homer for Jordan Kassar. Well, Kassar now has 2 hits in this series. Both of them have been home runs. And just like that, the bunt.
Oh, Kassar, as you said, has showcased the power in this series. Had a similar home run hit yesterday in the third inning, just on a rope out to right field. This one a little bit higher than that last one, but still well struck.
So now it's Hill Alexander, and the first pitch is a changeup that misses inside for a ball, 1-0. So unfortunately, the Biscuits strike back here in the bottom of the second as the 1-0. Is high and tight, 2-0. And for the Shuckers, it seems like no lead has been safe here in Montgomery. Remember, they led 4-0 in the game back on Thursday night. Ultimately fell in that one by a final score of 14-5. 2-0, that's way inside and sails past everybody. Past the chest of the right-handed hitter Alexander, over the glove of Reitz, and right by the face mask of Raul Moreno, our home plate umpire. And so it's 3-0 to Alexander. After Ersing needed just 7 pitches to get through the first inning, 6 of them for strikes, he has fallen behind Alexander 3-0. And he throws him a fastball at 99 for a strike. It is 3-1. The set and the 3-1. That is at the knees for a strike. Alexander dropped the bat and was starting to loosen up the elbow guard. And now he's got to be back in the batter's box ready to go at the 9-second mark. He is. And the count is 3-2. Ersing, the payoff. Bounced out to short. Coming on Zamora. It takes a high hop on him, but he gloves it cap high and slings the first for the out. So Alexander thought he had drawn the walk. Instead, 2 pitches later, he grounds out. And it's a left-handed hitting Evan Edwards. Left-hander Andy Otero is getting warm out of the bullpen for Biloxi today, so ideally he gives them 2 frames as Evan Edwards takes a big swing and a miss at a hard-biting changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. Shucker is now trailing at 2-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. The set and the 0-1. And another changeup that's whiffed over and missed by Edwards. It's 0-2. And if I'm Ersig, I'm throwing in that same pitch a third time. Maybe even a little lower. The set and the 0-2. And it is instead a fastball that swung through and missed. 99 on the radar gun here at the stadium. And so Ersig has his 2nd strikeout. 2 outs in the inning now, and Eric Ostberg, the left-handed hitting DH for Montgomery.
That's what makes Lucas Ersig really dangerous. Comes with some soft stuff, and then comes right back with a heater, upper 90s.
First offer is low and inside. That looked like a cutter that time for a ball. It is 1-0. I mentioned that it's softer. The changeup is still about 89 to 90 miles an hour as the 1-0. And a fastball comes in, and that ricochets off of either Reitz or Moreno. I think it might have caught Reitz a little bit. Two balls and no strikes to Osberg. Osberg, a 211 hitter this year. Eighth game for him. A triple, a home run, and three RBIs. The send and the 2-0. And that swung through and missed. Just challenged him with an inner half fastball. You know, you would say, all right, so Osberg gets to play tonight, but why not Austin Shinton or Cameron Meisner? Well, obviously that was to counteract the lefty that will eat up a bulk of the innings tonight, as a changeup grabs the outer half for a strike and the count draws even at 2-2. Also have to consider that Meisner was 0-3 last night, and he was hit by a pitch in the game as well, late on his back foot. 2-2, and a fastball's high for Mercer, and so the count is run full. 2-1 your score for the Biscuits here in the bottom of the second inning after the two-run homer by Jordan Kassar, his sixth of the year. Gets set of the belt and the 3-2. He's swung on and missed, 98 at the bottom of the zone. So Ursic bounces back and strikes out a pair, but the Biscuits get a two-run homer by Kassar. And as we head to the third, it's now Montgomery 2 and Biloxi 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of the third inning. Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 2-1. Top of the order due up for the Shuckers here in the third. And to take you through the next couple, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Yes, the DH Sal Frelick steps in the left side. Slider on the inner half of the belt for strike one. Shuckers relinquish their 1-0 lead on the two-run blast as Frelick punches it up in the air. Third base side, but hooks into the lower bowl of the seats about halfway up, just behind the third base dugout. It's strike two. Jordan Kassar, two-run home run to right field. And the 0-2, missing away with the changeup, 1-2. Well, Frelick took the first pitch of the game and launched it down the right field line for a double. He scored on the sac fly as 1-2. High and tight fastball he swings through for strike three. That's now four strikeouts for Evan McKendry and a nice bounce back for him. The Shuckers started the game a double single hit by pitch to load the bases with nobody out. They do at least get one run out of it. As first pitch, Frenny Zamora skies it into center field. Witherspoon held on for a second and now ranges over to right center. Makes the catch on the run. Two up, two down to start the third inning. Again, the wind howling in the outfield. I think any other night with no wind blowing, that's just a straightaway center field can of corn for Grant Witherspoon. But tonight having to circumvent the wind. Garrett Mitchell steps to the left side with two outs and a fastball letter high call, strike at 89. Base is empty, 2-1, Biscuits lead. And the 0-1 skips in on the breaking ball. Count back even, 1-1. Mitchell is the one who was hit by a pitch in the first inning. And a slider on the outer half called strike. 1-2. Since the sack fly, it's by the right-hander. And 1-2, fastball misses well outside. It's 2-2. They blitzed him out of the gate. He's starting to settle in here. 2-2. And Mitchell takes it high and in as he backs out of the way. With the fastball, it's full at 3-2. That's what baseball is sometimes. It's like a heavyweight fight. Each team exchanging massive blows. 3-2 is pulled over on the ground, foul. First base side as it holds up on the tarp. Just in front of the Shuckers bullpen, and still to do it again. From the windup, Gendry's 3-2. Swing and a miss. Slider down and away. Mitchell goes fishing after it. Five strikeouts and now seven in a row retired by the right-hander out of Miami, Evan McKendry. Move on to the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers trailing the Biscuits 2-1. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Town. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the third inning at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Shuckers trailing the Biscuits 2-1. And Lucas Ersig, who was the opener tonight for Mike Guerrero's club, he's out of the ballgame. We saw Andy Otero warming up the last inning and a half, and so he is warm. And the lefty throws a first pitch curveball missing outside to right-handed hitting catcher Blake Hunt. Lefty from the stretch, 1-0. And Hunt check swings, the pitch, the dirt lays off. It's 2-0.
This is the sixth appearance of the year for Otero. Obviously, his first out of the bullpen. 1-1 with a 3.09 ERA.
2-0 to Hunt. Is chopped up the middle. Zamora ranging, slides down, stops the baseball as it trickles into center field. Just couldn't corral it. But still impressive play to knock it down. And a leadoff single to start the third.
Yeah, just perfectly placed, barely out of the range of Otero, who got a stretch to it. And Zamora with the right-handed hitter was shaded more towards third. And so he had a long way to go to get straight up the middle. You thought for a second he might be able to pick it, but unfortunately not. And so the leadoff man on.
And first pitch curveball on the outer half. Called strike to the lefty second baseman Brett Wisely. One Plenty of first pitch curveballs to the first two batters as the 0-1 and a fastball outside black called strike going two.
Rest of the numbers for Otero, 23 and a third innings pitched, 11 runs, 8 earned, 7 walks, 24.
0-2. Fastball looked enticing just off the plate, though, at 89. And it's 1-2. One, two home is a curveball. Slowly hit through the hole on the right side. Into right field. Hunts around second. Strong throw to third. And they got him. Absolute missile from Joey Weimer. I was surprised that Hunt on a weak hit ground ball with Weimer not playing too deep out in right field opted to go. Well, he learned the hard way. Out by a country mile for the first down.
Yeah, that's a case where I think Hunt went around second. He might not have seen Morgan Ensberg and maybe just didn't read the scouting report. But on a rope, Joey Weimer not even close. The only downside of that throw is that Wisely advances to second.
So still put a runner in scoring position with Wisely at second. And another first pitch breaking ball that Jones swings through for strike one. So 9-5 on the putout. On the outfield assist. And now they have him picked off halfway in between. Otero gets off the mound, throws to the second base bag. Devaney swipe tag gets him as Wisely took his secondary too early. And Otero caught him in time. And a pickoff move. And the first pickoff. Really a pitcher besides anyone named Harold Chirino.
Well, that is massive, and Otero did a good job to not balk as he saw the runner take his secondary lead, and as soon as he did, he was dead to rights.
So quickly two gone in this frame as a curveball. I'll peel down a first, doesn't go around. Count 2-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1, curveball, dazzles over the heart of the plate, 1-2. By the way, Lucas Ersig's numbers for him tonight. Goes two innings, gives up two runs on the home run. Two hits in total, no walks and three strikeouts. And the 1-2 curveball, fisted in the air, right center field. Weimer backing up into the alley, stops and makes the catch. Few steps shy of the shade out there. And right center. So the inning started off promising, but the Biscuits run into a few outs on the bases. No runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Biscuits still lead, though, 2-1 after three, as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either Loke Springs.
Joe Weimer leads things off in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch slider down the way for ball one. 4-5-6 due up in this frame with the Shuckers trailing 2-1. And Evan McKendry, the starter, righty back on the hill. And the 1-0, another slaughter this time. Too much sideward action on it. Goes to the backstop, 2-0. Weimer, who had the big defensive play in the last inning, the last half inning, throughout play contact third base. 2-0 slider zips in. Just below the letters for a call. Strike 2-1. And a 2-1 offer to Joey. And takes a home run hack at the fastball. Swings through it for strike two. 2-2. Well, we have seen Joey Weimer's arm on display all season long. His fourth assist this season. And a 2-2 check swing in the dirt. They'll peel to first, and he doesn't go around, says Macon Hammond. The count's full of 3-2. That's with Weimer playing pretty much all three outfield positions. And a 3-2 home. And a breaking ball called. Third strike on the inside corner. Weimer is starting to jog up the first base line. But Raul Moreno pulls the trigger on him, and that's the second punch out against Weimer today. Number six for McKendry. The base is empty, one out. Top of the fourth inning, 2-1 Biscuits. Left fielder Felix Valerio. And takes a side-winding slider, called strike on the outer half. Valerio drove in the first run of the ball game for the Shuckers. Sack fly in the first. And it goes down to a knee. Chasing the slider out of the zone down away. It's quickly 0-2 on him. Time the last 15 games now. The Shuckers have scored in the first inning as a breaking ball gets Valerio chasing after it again. Back-to-back strikeouts, three in a row. Going back to last inning. And that's also nine in a row. Sat down. So a two outs, nobody on. Thomas Dillard, the switch hitter from the left side. As McKenzie rocks and fires. And first pitch down and in for a ball. Dillard thought about it. Sporting the pink batting gloves tonight. And 1-0. Slider upstairs, 2-0. Of course, Mother's Day tomorrow. See a lot of Major Leaguers use pink bats. And a 2-0 off the edge of the barrel. His rifled third base side. Ball just disappeared on the ball boy. He popped out. I think it got wedged underneath. And now Morgan Ensberg, I said, I don't know where that baseball went. Might have went into the tunnel. I don't know. Disappeared. 2-1, and Dillard fisted foul third base side. Into the sweet level. Pinballs all the way down to the lower bowl. Two, two to Dillard. And a slider is swinging to miss for strike three. So McKenzie strikes out the side. Eight punch outs he has tonight. It works a 1-2-3 top of fourth inning. We head on to the bottom half of the fourth. Shuckers trailing 2-1 as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
bottom of the fourth inning, Andrew Otero facing the meat of the order. 3-4-5 to him. First man standing in, Curtis Meade, the third baseman. As Otero drops a curveball at his knees for a called strike. So McKendra, on the other hand, has been excellent so far. Otero just needed 11 pitches in that last frame. As a curveball spiked down to the dirt, it's over the head of Reitz and everybody else at the backstop. 1-1. McKendry, 8 strikeouts. Last man to reach was Garrett Mitchell in the first inning, third batter of a game. And a 1-1 fouled off right at home plate. Count heads to 1-2 on Curtis Meade. Struck out swinging on 3 pitches in the first inning. Lucas Hersing had 1-2-3 in the first, and then had a nice recovery in the second after allowing the single in the home run. Struck out 2 of the next 3. 1-2 is lined through the hole on the right side into right field for a base hit. That is the Biscuits' 5th hit today as they start to work their way down. And it is Marvel Knight, defenders of the Diamonds, so wearing their Captain America uniforms at the Guardians of the Galaxy playlist bumping in between innings and for the game and pregame and BP. As Grant Witherspoon, the lefty, takes a curveball down and away for a ball. Of course, Shuckers will have their Marvel Knight later in the season. Should be a good time. As Otero checks over to throw on first. It'll be a great time either way, but if they play the Guardians of the Galaxy playlist, everybody will have a good time, just like the fans here in Montgomery. And curveball, hard hit ground ball up the middle, flip to second for one. Zamora back over to first, and they turn it. A 4-6-3 double play takes away the leadoff single from Curtis Meade. And that double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from beaches, casinos, and, of course, MGM Park. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast.
That is just what the doctor ordered for Andy Otero, especially with how good Witherspoon has been in this series.
That first pitch fastball called strike at the thigh to Jordan Cazard.
This is going back just a minute here, Thomas, but you want to hear a ridiculous stat?
I'm all for it.
Curtis Meade now is hitting over 444 in a 1-2 count this year.
And the 0-2 outside, or the 0-1 outside. It's 1-1.
Coming into tonight, he was 4-for-9 in 1-2 counts. That's ridiculous.
It's a good two-strike approach right there. And a 1-1. Throws a slider, call a strike outside corner, 1-2. That's what this Montgomery team does so well and throughout the Tampa Bay Rays system. And 1-2 is fisted down the left field. James Jean, the third base umpire, was watching that one all the way down the line. Was walking down there and awfully close, but just sneaks foul. Otherwise, Cazar probably would be standing at second base with a two-out double.
Well, Valerio would have been over there to cover it, but that would have been about as good of a place double as you could come up with.
Cazar has a two-run home run that has given his team the 2-1 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a breaking ball. Cazar drives it deep right center field. Weimer chasing after it. It caroms off the bottom of the wall. Weimer, good throw back into the infield, but Jordan is standing at second base. 2-for-2 night for him in his fourth double of the season.
Well, one that looked like it might have a chance to get out yet again. Just right off the padding, pretty much right above the 373 sign out in right. And again, Joey's waiting for it on the one hop, did a good job to play it. And now Otero's got to work around a base runner and try and keep this game even where it is.
Hill Alexander, the left fielder, righty against the lefty Otero. And Andy kicks home, a curveball down and in. And Alexander chases after for strike one. Biscuits looking to extend their lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They're up to six hits now in this game. But it really hasn't mattered for the Shuckers pitching this season. They've given up some of the most hits in the Southern League, but still have one of the lowest, the second lowest ERA. And a fastball down in the zone, 1-1. Shuckers pitching has allowed 209 hits, the third highest mark, but again, second lowest ERA, and obviously runs allowed. Got him to come in as the 1-1 sneaks inside and hits him on the front knee area. So after the double play, a double and now a hit by pitch places runners on first and second. Still two outs here in the fourth. So now Evan Edwards, the first baseman, stands in the left side. Edwards was 0-for-7 in the series and four strikeouts entering the ballgame yesterday. He had a pretty productive night at the plate. Single, a double, a walk, and a run. As now Jackson reads the catcher, heads out to the mound to talk with Otero.
Well, this is one where with a man on second base, you're going to change up your signs, and a little bit of a miscommunication. And that's one where now you're better to burn a mound visit than to have Otero step off and give an automatic ball, or much rather one of his checkoffs with runners on first and second, the hitter.
First pitch home to Edwards, a fastball outside for the lefty for ball one. The game of baseball in 2022 here in the minor leagues. I think it takes a while, too, to get over the mindset that you can't step up because you're so used to doing it, especially to run through signs again. As a 1-0 curveball, good-looking pitch. It misses for ball two. You have to fight over your mindset of doing it for however long you've been pitching. As a hitter, the opposite, where you have to try to stay in the batter's box and kind of rush in there. 2-0 is a fastball at the belt call strike. Well, Everett's got himself on a good count. Didn't pull the trigger on the fastball. Of his 11 hits are home runs entering tonight. And the 2-1. Fire is a breaking pitch. Reed's been holded. And so the count heads north to 3-1. Gazar at second base. Alexander at first. 2-1 Biscuits advantage. Otero set, looks back at second. And the 3-1 is a fastball. Paint on the outside corner. Called strike. Now as the count enters full, the runner is get a head start on the base pass. Well, Zamora, the shortstop, playing just behind the bag, though, so Cazar can't get too much of a extended secondary. There they go, 3-2, breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. And Andy Otero comes up big gets his first strikeout in a big moment as Edwards leaves two men on the bases. No runs on two hits, no errors, and again, two men left on base. Shuckers trail 2-1 after four on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Emily's and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Top of the fifth inning, Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits by a score of 2-1. Evan McKendry's evening is over as Caleb Sampin enters the ballgame. We'll tell you all about the new hurler and take you through the next few innings. Here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So Sampin will come in, and he will get the bottom third of the order. Reitz, Devaney, and Holt. Wide-handed hurler stares in and kicks home the first, and a check swing on a slider that misses low and outside. For a ball, it is 1-0. Righty, not wasting any time. Here's his 1-0. And that is bounced foul by Reitz. And the count is 1-1 from Caleb Sampin. Well, for Sampin, this is his fifth appearance of the year. It's his second in relief, 0-1, with a 6 ERA. The set and the 1-1. And Reitz weakly nubs this up the first baseline. Sampin comes over, scoops underhand flip to first across the bag. It's hauled in by Edwards. And so Reitz is retired. One gone and Cam Devaney the batter. Rest of the numbers for Sampin, though, now in 12 and a third innings. 8 runs allowed, all of them earned on 15 hits. He's given up 3 home runs, walked 4, and struck out 5. Opponents are hitting just a little under .333 now after that bounce out by Reitz. Going in the inning, and now it's Cam Devaney. The Shuckers will game as the first pitch is a fastball low. It's 1-0. McKendry ends up going 4 innings, gives up the 1 run on just 2 hits, didn't walk anybody, as this is lined up the middle, and it's dug out backhand by the second baseman Wisely, but he couldn't get enough on it. And so it will be a single for Cam Devaney. Cam now 3-for-9 in this series. As he reaches base, remember, Greg Jones took a screamer that he knocked down and recovered and made the throw, but now a man on with one gone and Gabe Holt the batter. But the final numbers for McKendry, 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned, no walks, and 8 strikeouts. He retired the last 10 in a row that he faced as a pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike, 0-1. So a nice change of pace to see somebody else after McKendry gave up a double, a single, and hit a batter, but then just the sack fly allowed. Set and the 0-1 to Gabe Holt on the way from Sampin. And that is lined up the middle. Jones to his left. He will glide to second for one and throw on to first. And just as soon as the Shuckers get a one-out base runner, they hit into a 6-3 double play that brings the inning to a close. So we move on to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home in this one. Shuckers trailing at 2-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
the Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Who wants a free t-shirt? Come to MGM Park every Tuesday in 2022 for T-Shirt Tuesday, where the first 250 fans through the gates receive a different Shuckers-themed t-shirt every week. Join us on May 10th for an presented by Maxim Health Urgent Care. Gates open at 5:30 p.m., so get there early. Reserve your seats now at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Montgomery Biscuits leading the Biloxi Shuckers 2-1, 7-8-9. Check that, 8-9-1, Osberg, Hunt, and Wisely. The 3-2 up in this frame, the left-hander Andy Otero out for his third full inning of work as the southpaw sets, and his first offer in this lefty-lefty matchup is a curveball on the inner edge for a strike, 0-1. Osberg 0-1, struck out swinging on a fastball, the last batter that Lucas Ersig faced this evening. Otero, the 0-1. And another breaking ball, this time low. The count is 1-1. Ersig was the opener tonight for the Shuckers for 28 pitches. 1-2-3 first. And gave up a single to Grant Witherspoon and a two-run homer to Jordan Casson. 1-1. And a big wave and a miss. Give him a changeup at the bottom of the zone. And the count is 1-2 now to Osprey. It's been all the scoring for the Biscuits, who lead it 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. As Otero sets and the lefty the 1-2. And a breaking ball. Osberg thought about it but held off. And the count draws even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake Hunt, the right-handed hitting catcher, waiting on deck. Otero's 2-2. And that is belt high but a little tight. Throw a fastball and the count is run full. Lap casting down on the right field corner. It's all the sun that's left on the field in the ballpark as the 3-2 is hit on the ground off the glove of Dillard behind him and out into shallow right field. Wide round to first for Osberg. He's going for second, and it's Joey Weimer again, and he gets him out. When will they learn you don't run on Joey Weimer? A shallow hit ball out into right field. Holt and Weimer were there. Weimer took charge, and Osberg was out by a couple of steps. It's another outfield assist for the Shuckers right fielder.
I mean, incredible. Weimer kind of looking like an infield there, tilting his shoulder, right shoulder down and throwing a sidewinder to second base right on the money, and you're right. Come on now, Montgomery, wake up.
Now it's Blake Hunt, and he swings and misses through a high fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Look, I understand you want to be aggressive. I understand that the ball slips out into shallow right field. And you know what? If you're Greg Jones, go ahead and do it. As this pitch is right at the knees, but a little low. And the count is 1 ball and 1 strike to Hunt. But if you're Eric Ostberg, who is listed on the roster as a catcher, probably not a wise decision. 1-1. All fooled on a changeup there. And they count a ball and 2 strikes to Hunt, who singled his last time up, but then was thrown out by Weimer on a single into shallow right by Brett Wisely. The 1-2, and that's bounced over towards short. Zamora waits on it. Comes up chest high, throws to first, easy as you like. 6-3, 2 gone. And the lineup flips back over to Brett Wisely. You would assume Shuckers now have What a pickoff by Harold Chirino last night. A pickoff tonight by Andy Otero. An outfield assist last night by Garrett Mitchell. And two outfield assists by Joey Weimer tonight. As the first offer is ripped through and missed, an inside fastball for a strike, it is 0-1. Into some outs the last couple of evenings. Checkers will take it, though, trailing 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Two gone, bases empty. 0-1. And a changeup misses low and outside. Ball and one strike to Wisely. Wisely was picked off by Otero back in the third inning. Took a secondary lead off of second base, and Otero got him leading. 1-1, and this is hit high in the air. Weimer will turn. Weimer will look. It is way out of here for Wisely. Otero just hung a curveball over the heart of the plate, and Wisely doesn't miss it. Fourth home run of the year, and the Biscuits add to their advantage. It's 3-1 here in the fifth. Just a hanging breaking ball, and Wisely doesn't miss. So still two gone, and Greg Jones the batter, and he takes a home run cut. But it swings and misses at a changeup off the plate. The switch hitter batting from the right side for a strike. It is 0-1. So two home runs have driven in all three for Montgomery tonight. The set and the 0-1. And that changeup is low. One ball and one strike to Jones. Jones now 3-for-21 in this series, including a ground out and a fly out tonight. Lefty Otero is 1-1. And a breaking ball is inside. Two balls and one strike. Where Jones had that one breakout game in this series where he doubled twice. Drove in a couple. And was back on Thursday night. The 2-1. And a swing down to a miss and a down to a knee on the miss. And the count is now 2-2. Jones must have been dialed up for something a little bit quicker that time.
Especially because Otero, a little bit different than Lucas Hersing when it comes to velo.
The set, the 2-2. And he throws, fields, throws to first, and plenty of time to get the speedy Jones. And Otero is out of the inning. But a home run by Brett Wisely has widened the Biscuits' advantage. They lead it 3-1 over the Shuckers as we go to the sixth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Shuckers are lighting up the Biloxi sky every Friday night at MGM Park in 2022. Come join us on May 13th for Fireworks Friday, presented by Margaritaville Resort Biloxi, as the Shuckers take on the Birmingham Barons. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the Friday fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on May 14th for Girl Scouts Night and a chance to see the one and only amazing Tyler perform during the game. Get to the gates early to receive a free Shuckers team poster presented by Mealy Printing. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Start of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 3-1. Top of the order due up here in the sixth. Sal Friedlich, Freddie Zamora, and Garrett Mitchell as the right-hander Caleb Sampen comes out for a second inning of work. So here's Frelick, who's 1-for-2 tonight with a double and a run scored. Right-hander Sampen kicks and fires. It is 0-1. Well, Sampin was originally taken in the 20th round of the 2018 draft by the Dodgers out of Wright State. As this is bounced up the middle past Sampin, both infielders converge, but there will be no chance to get Sal Frelick, as Wisely was the one who ultimately came away with it. But Frelick will have his second hit of the night. It's an infield single. And so the Shuckers have a base runner, and Zamora comes to the plate representing the tying run here in the sixth.
Well, can we talk about Greg Jones on that last play? The ball was probably a couple feet into the second base side of the bag, really where Wisely ended up getting it. But Jones was there, and he dove. He was playing where Wisely is right now.
First offer on the way to Zamora. Fastball is at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Jones certainly covers a lot of ground as a defensive shortstop. A couple of premier shortstops in this series between Zamora and Jones. The kick in the 0-1. That's a way outside and low. Good job by Hunt to backhand it. And the count is 1-1. I mentioned that Sampin was a 20th round selection by the Dodgers in 2018. He was taken out of Wright State. Pickoff throw over to first, and Frelick dives back into the base. He's in there safely on the pickoff.
Wright State, same school as Tyler Black, who's in high A right now.
Yeah, we'll talk about what Tyler Black did today for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers coming up here in a little bit. The set and the 1-1. Frelick goes. Pitch is called to strike. The throw is over towards the third base side, and no chance to get Frelick, who slides in safely with his first steal at double A. Called strike to Zamora, but he takes it. Looked like it might have been a little low and outside, but Frelick is in safely in scoring position. And a 1-2 count to Freddie. Stare in by the right-hander Sampin. Man on second, and Zamora nubs this one. Long run in for the third baseman Meade. He will pick it up and put it in his pocket. And it's a two-hit night for Zamora. Infield single it might be. Shuckers have men on the corners and nobody out for Garrett Mitchell.
I think it's only right that Freddie Zamora gets that as a single because of the last two nights where Jordan Cazar dove and took away a double, and the night before in the ninth inning, Curtis Meade took away at least probably a single, probably a double down the third baseline. So he gets a baseball that maybe travels 45 feet up the line.
That goes as a hit, but the screamer that he hit is an out. So Mitchell from the left side, and the first pitch is a fastball, inner edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. Garrett 0-1 himself tonight. He struck out swinging back in the third, but was hit by a pitch in the first. It got him on his kneecap a little bit. Here's the set, and Sampin the 0-1. And Mitchell bounces this to second. Wisely flips to second for one. The relay throw by the shortstop Jones is in time. So it's a 4-6-3 double play, but Frelick comes in to score, and the Shuckers now trail by just a run at 3-2. No RBI for Mitchell, but in a way, it gets the job done as Biloxi gets a run home.
Well, just shows you how quick the double play was getting Mitchell.
As Joey Weimer takes a cut and a miss at the first offer for a strike, it is 0-1.
I don't see too many times Garrett getting doubled up because of his speed down the line.
0-1, and Weimer watches a fastball miss outside. A ball and one strike. Joey 0-2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. The 1-1, and Weimer hacks through a slider, just waved over it. And the count is 1-2, but that was a really good pitch for Weimer. Just a little on top of it. Now he's in a 1-2 hole. The right-hander Sampin, the 1-2 pitch, and another slider is swung on and missed, and Weimer is down on strikes. But the Shuckers do get a run back on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We move on to the bottom of the sixth. It's now the Biscuits 3 and the Shuckers 2 on the Biloxi Shuckers radio.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers.
The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com. Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie. Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Shuckers are back within a run at 3-2 after Sal Frelick scores in the top of the sixth inning. Left-hander Andy Otero against Curtis Speed, and the first pitch is fouled back and around the hands with a fastball for a strike. It is 0-1. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Shuckers. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for the Biscuits. Otero the 0-1. Foul right side, and it's 0-2 now to Meade. Meade 1-for-2 tonight with a single the opposite way back in the fourth inning. He's now 6-for-19 in this series. Check that, 7-for-19. The 0-2. And a fastball is high. One ball and two strikes. Well, we teased it. Let's go ahead and talk about it a little bit. Check in on the scoreboard from around the Brewers organization today. We'll start with High A Wisconsin. Set in the 1-2. And that's down in the dirt. Of course, last night when we left in the top of the ninth inning, Fort Wayne had just taken a lead over Wisconsin. They would come back and win that game in walk-off fashion. Didn't have to walk it off today. They win 6-3 over Fort Wayne. The 2-2, and a swing and a miss. Fooled him with a changeup. Second strikeout for Otero. One gone in the inning, and Grant Witherspoon the batter. All right, so there are a couple of storylines from this game today. The first one, Joe Gray Jr. hit his second home run of the year. Part of a 1-for-3 day with a couple of RBIs for Joe. He also had a sacrifice fly. So that is good news. But you mentioned Tyler Black out of Wright State earlier. As Witherspoon waits on the left side, the first pitch. And Witherspoon goes around on a changeup low and outside. He disagrees and voices his concern with the home plate umpire, but Raul Moreno says, you win, did his strike one. Otero, the 0-1. And this is lined foul, and it's quickly 0-2 to Witherspoon. Black today was 0-for-3, and yet he stole four bases. He swiped second twice and third twice. Four stolen bases, that would be a tie for the Biloxi Shuckers record in a single game if he had done it here. The set in the 0-2 from Otero. And that is high and inside with a fastball. It's 1-2 to Witherspoon. Shuckers trailing at 3-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. Seven total stolen bases, though, for Wisconsin today. And they were caught twice. So they attempted nine steals today in their 6-3 win. And the count runs even at 2-2.
Well, they also left 17 men on the base paths, too.
As the set. And Otero, his 2-2 pitch. And a check swing. Witherspoon does not go around that time. Appetizing changeup, and the count has now run full to Witherspoon. Yeah, four steals for Black today. Darian Miller had a stolen base, and Mike Abello got his first stolen base. 3-2, and that is low and outside for ball four. So Witherspoon works back from an 0-2 count and draws the walk, and that's the first walk issued by the Shuckers tonight. Man on with one out, and here's Jordan Cassar.
just really feel bad for poor Wayne back there when, you know, the opposition just running around the bases on you. Got some speed down there in high A.
The Timber Rattlers are one of the best base-stealing teams in minor league baseball yet again. Now it's Kassar and a throw over to first, and Witherspoon is back in. By the way, the man you want to feel bad for today, but not really because we're a Brewers affiliate, Brandon Valenzuela was the catcher today for Fort Wayne that allowed 7 stolen bases, though he did throw out 2 runners. Runner goes here. Reitz is up with it. The throw to second is right on the money, but in standing up is Witherspoon with a steal. Pitch was inside for a ball to Kassar as well. So Witherspoon tied it up. That's his 3rd steal of the series. He's now in scoring position with Kassar batting. Kassar is 2 for 2 today with a double and a 2-run homer. Otero stares in, looks back to second. And the southpaw is 1-0 pitch. And a breaking ball is low and inside. 2 balls and no strikes to Kassar. By the way, Russell Smith, the tall left-hander that the Brewers took out of TCU in the first 4 rounds of last year's draft. 5 scoreless innings, strikeouts. Cam Robinson got his 5th save of the year as a fastball misses low and outside. It's 3-0 to Jordan Kassar, and with that, Jackson Reitz is going to head out to the mound to talk with Otero. Now, but Robinson, 2 scoreless innings, no hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. As we saw Robinson for 1 game last year, he was an emergency call-up to the Shuckers, but he is likely destined to be their closer of the future as he continues to make his way through the ranks. Overall, a good day for the Timber Rattlers, who are now 16-10. Meanwhile, Carolina, unfortunately, they lost to Augusta today, 6-5 in 10 innings. After they rallied and won in last night's game. Been a back-and-forth affair there between the Green Jackets and the Mudcats. Meeting on the mound is over the 3-0. And Kassar takes a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. It's 3-1. Story continues to be Jackson Chirillo, who in just his 5th game at high A, goes 2 for 5. A couple of singles. Number 5 prospect in the Brewers org. He sent in the 3-1, and a swing and a miss. He threw him a changeup at the bottom of the zone, and the count has run full to Kassar. Yes, if you can believe it, there are top prospects that aren't playing for the Biloxi Shuckers. Chirillo is one of them, hitting .381 in the early going there with low A. 3-2, outside, just missed. Reitz held it there, and Otero looks in and cocks his head a little bit. Thought that he had painted the outside edge, but instead it is ball 4. It's the 2nd consecutive walk, and now Hill Alexander will be the batter. But no movement in the Shuckers' bullpen. A couple of guys who are maybe starting to stand a little bit, but no one throwing. Shuckers only trailing by a run now at 3-2 after the Otero's first pitch to Hill Alexander is a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It is 0-1. Last score on the affiliated scoreboard, that would be Nashville and Norfolk. It's kind of the shame of the 6-game series. There's no change throughout the week anymore. The set and the 0-1. That's fouled back. The count is 0-2 to Alexander. You can no longer say, oh, the sounds are off in wherever at this point. Now, they're still at home at First Horizons Park. Dylan File on the mound tonight. It's a scoreless ball game in the 4th inning. File, 4 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. So as he continues to return from injury and get into form, very good news there for Dylan. He sent the 0-2, and a fastball tails inside a little bit at 90 miles an hour. And the count is 1-2 to Hill Alexander, who's 0-for-1 tonight, with a ground out and a hit by pitch. Grant Witherspoon at 2nd, Jordan Kassar at 1st, Shuckers trailing at 3-2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. One gone and the right-handed hitting Alexander standing in. And time is called by Jackson Reitz as he is and Otero are trying to get on the same page here. But they've got the sign sorted now. And the 1-2, and a breaking ball is low and outside. A changeup that missed. And the count goes to 2-2. And all of a sudden, there aren't a whole lot of swings and misses out of the biscuits here in this inning. Otero has gotten just two swings and misses out of the last four hitters, including Alexander. Runners both go on the 2-2. It's bounced up the middle. It's fielded by Zamora. That eliminates the double play, and the throw to first is there, a step and a half in front of Alexander. So no steal for either runner. They just advance on the ground out, but the Shuckers maybe were looking at a chance to get another double play and get out of the inning. Instead, they're 2 men in scoring position for Evan Edwards.
It looked like, too, how well struck that baseball was by Alexander and kind of right at Zamora. I think they probably would have turned two and really just with the two runners going on the pitch.
So now it's Edwards, and the first offer to him is a curveball on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Edwards is 0-2 tonight. Struck out swinging on a fastball in the second. That was against the opener, Lucas Ersig. Struck out swinging on a curveball against Otero back in the fourth. The 0-1. And another pitch. Boy, I do not know where that missed. Looked to be knee-high on the outer half, but possibly low. And the count is a ball and a strike to Edwards. Right-hander Luis Contreras has started to toss out in the Shuckers' pen. Otero sets and the left-hander, the 1-1. And that is lined foul the opposite way. And the count is 1-2 now to Edwards. You just feel like it's a big spot here for the Shuckers. They got to run back in the top of the sixth inning. They're within one. And they're trying to prevent the Biscuits from having another one of those big innings to separate and give themselves a chance in the back third of this game. Two gone, runners on second and third. The 1-2, and it's high and away. Fastball that slid out of the hand of Otero when it forced Reitz out of his crouch. And so the count evens at 2-2 to Edwards. Eric Osterberg would be next for the Biscuits. Defense plays mostly straight up for the left-handed hitting Edwards, though Zamora is shaded more up the middle. 2-2. And a breaking ball is over. Called third strike, and Otero dances around the walks. Two strikeouts in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And 2 men left on base. That sends us to the seventh. The Shuckers trailing by a run at 3-2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts of Shuckers baseball.
What you can't get.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Top of the seventh inning, the Shuckers trailing by a run, 3-2. And as we go to the seventh to take you through the next inning, here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Andy Otero with a massive strikeout to end the sixth inning. As first pitch fastball called strike on the outer half to Felix Valerio, the left fielder. Valerio, Dillard, and Reitz kick things off in the top of the seventh. And a fastball similar spot on the outer edge called strike. It's quickly 0-2. After two walks, two strikeouts, as the 0-2 line past the diving shortstop, Greg Jones into left center field. Valerio around first base. He'll chuck into second base. as Alexander couldn't cut off the baseball until the warning track almost down in left center. And Valerio, his first base hit tonight. It's leadoff double in the seventh inning. But just what the Shuckers needed. And that's what also happens when you can keep that momentum going. With the Shuckers score a run in the top of the sixth inning, Otero able to strand two men and scoring this golden opportunity. Thomas Dillard, a switch hitter from the left side against Caleb Sampin. First pitch, sharp hit ground ball right at the feet of Edwards, though, as he scoops it and takes it the bag himself. Three unassisted, but Valerio moves up 90 feet closer to home. He's at third with one out. When you talk about Dillard being aggressive, that's what Gary Green learned in the pregame show when he talked with Thomas. So Jackson Reed's a fly ball. Can tie the ball game here. First pitch is bounced backwards to the screen for strike one as the infield creeps in for the Biscuits. They do not want Valerio coming in to score. That was his fourth double of the season as well. Sampin set from the belt, kicks 0-1. And a curveball reads, tugs down the left field line, but hooks foul. Over towards the playscape down there in the outdoor bar. Reitz has a home run in this series. Came back in the sixth inning on Thursday. Solo blast to the train tracks and left. And the 0-2 fastball 94 up and inside. It's a wake-up call for Jackson. Reitz, who is 0-2 tonight, popped out to short, then grounded out back to the mound in the fifth. 1-2. And fastball sails at the chin level, 2-2. Sampin came in the fifth inning after Evan McKendry. Four innings, one run, eight strikeouts. 2-2, and Reitz lines it down the left field line, but it tails foul. And one hopper into the Biscuits bullpen. So Reitz has been tardy now on two baseballs that he's able to barrel up. That one was more off the edge of the bat, though. Tugged into the stands. Now the home run distance. 2-2. And a breaking pitch inside. It started right at Reitz. And then the slider just missing inside. And the count full of 3-2. Cam Devaney on deck, the eight-hole hitter, with the tying run at third base. Felix Valerio, he doubled, and then Dillard, first pitch, ground out to the first baseman, Edwards. 3-2 from Sampin, and rolled over foul onto the top of the Biscuits dugout third base side. Lengthy at-bat here. This will be the eighth pitch of the AB. 3-2. And Reitz, chopper, backhand play by Jones with the hole. One hopper home and able to tag out Valerio, who tried to dance around Blake Hunt, the catcher. So good all-around defensive play. It's 6-2 on the fielder's choice as Reitz does reach, but takes away the tying run. So Cam Devaney with two outs and Reitz at first base. May have just soured things for the Shuckers here in the top of the seventh inning. As Devaney, hard hit, ground ball, back hit it, stabbed by Need, pops up, one hopper to first, and he got him. Well, Curtis Mead made a play just like that to take away a base hit from Zamora in the ninth inning. That one was more impressive. Absolute rocket down the line, and Mead making a major league play. Takes away hit from Cam Devaney. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on the base. It's stretch time here in Montgomery. Shuckers trailing 3. Here's baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase $15, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Home half of the 7th inning at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Shuckers still looking for that magic run. Trail 3-2. After that impressive defensive play by Greg Jones in the hole, gets Valerio at home plate after he doubled to start the inning. And then how about Curtis Mead? My goodness. 8-9-1, 2 up. Gains Andy Otero, first pitch curveball, hooks inside. Ball to the lefty, Eric Osberg. Well, the Biscuits, plenty of defensive plays this series. Tough to pick the best one as Osberg clubs it high in the air down the right field line, but well foul. That would have cleared the fences if it stayed fair, but Osberg was out in front of it. The 1-1 snaps in a curveball on the outer half, called strike. It's 1-2. Osberg 1-for-2 tonight, singled his last at bat in the 5th inning, tried to extend it to a double and was thrown out by Joey Weimer in right field. 1-2 and a fastball air down in the zone. 2-2. Right-hander warming in the Shuckers bullpen as Otero's pitch count near his 80 pitches. 2-2 and fastball just a bit outside. Raul Moreno took a slow rock step back but wouldn't bite on it. 3-2 trying to bring that pitch back onto the outer half of the plate. 3-2 swing, they say, goes around and Andy Otero punches him out. 4 strikeout for Otero. And there's quickly one out here in the 7th. Base is empty, one gone. Blake Hunt, the catcher, who was also thrown out by Weimer tonight, will try to advance from first to third on a base hit. And as he pops that foul first base side over towards the street just behind the ballpark, it's nothing and one. Now time called as Raul Moreno picks up the baseball and comes loose from the bullpen, showcasing the arm he has behind home plate. Otero deep breath, the 0-1. And a sharp pick, ground ball, stabbed by Devaney. He pops up, throws it chest high to Dillard to first, who is down on a knee. So for back-to-back half innings, we've seen some crisp defensive plays from each third baseman. This time, Ken Devaney.
You know what's even more impressive about that, Thomas? Devaney made the pick, and then instead of making a traditional exchange from his glove to his hand and reaching in and picking the ball out, he literally flipped the ball out of his glove and then barehanded it and made the throw.
Fastball outside corner called strike to lead off man Brett Wisely.
He said, yeah, I've done the hard part.
Yeah, and it was so well struck that Hunt, I mean, it was out by two, three steps, so.
All he had to do was make sure that he got it clean.
And the 0-1, a curveball at the knees, called strike. Quickly 0-2 on the second baseman, Wisely. Having a good game tonight, 2-for-3. Home run in the fifth inning, solo blast and a single in the third. 0-2, Dine got him. And that will probably do it for Andy Otero. Five strikeouts after Ursig opened the ball game. And Andy has impressed here. 1-2-3, seventh inning. Shuckers still within striking distance. They trail 3-2 after seven here. And you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Radio Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Back at Riverwalk Stadium, top of the eighth inning. Shuckers trailing 3-2 as Gabe Holt leads. Third base side. Mead, third baseman going towards the stands, ends up in the fourth row, and the fan caught it in the hat. Well, Garrett Green doesn't have a hat, but he's going to take you through next few innings and take you the rest of the way home.
You know, I've never thought about doing that. You could do a hat day in the booth, on the road only.
can't wear that at home.
My hair is way too long now. Got to get a haircut on the off day coming up tomorrow, or on Monday. So Holt in an 0-1 hole, and he takes a slider outside half for a strike. It is 0-2. So Caleb Sampson is out for his fourth inning of work. It was Evan McKendry who covered the first four for the Biscuits. The 0-2 to the lefty Holt, and he swings and muscles this one left side, but drifting into foul territory is Mead. And at an easy jog, he reaches up and makes the grab. So Holtz fouls out. One gone, and the lineup flips back over to Sal Freeland. No action out of the bullpen right now for the Biscuits, so it looks like they're going to continue to lean on the right-hander Sampson here. We'll send him the first offer, and Freelick down to a knee as he swings through a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1. And you would imagine he can keep on covering. Was that 32 pitches coming into this inning? Is that 36 now? The 0-1. And Freelick hits this high in the air, but back of home, that'll find the seats. And so the count 0-2 to Freelick. Shuckers took a 1-0 lead in the first on the sack fly by Felix Valerio. The set and the 0-2 to Freelick. And Sal bounces this one on the ground. The skipper that's picked up by Wisely, short throw to first. And that will retire Freelick. Two gone, and Freddie Zamora, the batter. You know, I think there's a term to describe Wisely that I love that I read about in October of 1964, and they were talking about terms that were used back in the day. He's a drinker out there at second, as this is down low for a ball, 1-0.
It's because everything hit to him, he just swallows up.
Yep, nice and easy. The 1-0, and Zamora bounces this. Jones waits for it on the fourth hop around his knees, and he slings it sidearm to first. And the Shuckers are down in order in the eighth inning. So just three outs to work with as we go to the bottom of the eighth. Biloxi trailing it by a run, 3-2. And the Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits by a run, 3-2. Day is over for Andy Otero. He covers the third through the seventh. And now the right-hander Luis Contreras comes in for Biloxi.
Yeah, Contreras, 1-1 record on the season. ERA just his seventh appearance, has a hold on the season as well. 11 and third innings logged, 15 strikeouts, 6 walks, and 6 hits allowed.
So 2-3-4, Jones beat Witherspoon. Tough part of the order to get through to keep this a one-run game. First offer to Jones is a backdoor curveball. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the right-hander Jones. And it's 0-1. This is a nice wrinkle to have with Otero being a middle guy after the first two innings were covered by the righty Ursig, as this is upstairs for a ball. It is 1-1. Is that now you had a hard-throwing right-hander, then you had a little bit of a soft-tossing lefty, and now you come back out and you have a right-hander that manipulates a lot of different speeds as Jones whiffs through a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count is now 1-2. Jones 0-for-3 tonight, 2 groundouts and a flyout to right. The set and the 1-2, and he pokes this back to the netting foul. And so the count will stay at ball and 2 strikes to Greg Jones. Mitchell shaded slightly towards left and center field. The 1-2. And that is bounced on the ground. Devaney has to go over and cover, scoops, bobbles, and won't have a play. And now he's got to pick it up to make sure Jones doesn't advance. He has no ideas to. And that should be an infield single for Greg Jones on a dribbler hit up the third base line. We'll see how they score.
Yeah, especially the way that the Shuckers usually shift on a lefty. And Devaney, the third baseman, be a few steps off the line playing in the hole on the left side of the infield. And has to come around the baseball, and with Jones' speed, you think he probably would be close to beating out either way if Devaney makes a good throw.
So now it's Meade, and a pickoff throw to first with some intention from Contreras. For the first offer to Meade. You know that Jones is a stolen base threat. 14 steals and 16 attempts leads the Southern League. Contreras, first offer right in there for a strike. 0-1, and indeed they have ruled it a single. That's the right call with the Jones. Meade so far today, 1-for-2. Check that, 1-for-3. He struck out twice today. The 0-1. And that has bounced up the middle. Zamora over, gloves at second, lofts to first, double play. So Jones is erased on a double play ball, the second double play the Shuckers have gotten tonight. And it was hit right up the middle. Zamora just came on. He picked it up about a step shy. Gabe Holt is saying, hey, man, I was right in the neighborhood. But Zamora opts to go himself. And the twin killing, but now Grant Witherspoon the batter. Right-hander Contreras, full-length black sleeves on from underneath the gray top. Sets and deals. On the first pitch fastball, dots the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Witherspoon walked and stole second his last time up. He was stranded on third back in the sixth inning as Otero struck out Evan Edwards, setting the 0-1. And that's high and tight. Witherspoon has to lift up the hands. And the count draws even at a ball and a strike. Witherspoon hit into the other double play back in the fourth, and he singled and scored a run in the second. 1-1. And that skips in about a 55-footer. Yeah, about 57-footer. And the count is 2-1 to Witherspoon. Shuckers trailing at 3-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. A solo home run by Brett Wisely is the difference in the ballgame right now. Shuckers have scored their two runs on a sac fly and a double play ball. Set and the 2-1. And that is yanked foul, first base side. Will ricochet out past the tarp, and JT Henson will hustle out to scoop it up out of the bullpen. And so the count, 2-2. Well, looking ahead to the top of the ninth inning, you've got really the three guys you want. Garrett Mitchell, Joey Weimer, Felix Valerio do up. Shuckers looking for one to tie it, two to go ahead. 2-2. And a fastball is high and outside, 3-2. Right now, they've got to get to that point and stay within a run. Now it's almost blowing in from right field instead of out to right field. As a matter of fact, it is. 3-2. And a swing and a miss. Contreras strikes out Witherspoon. So the Shuckers have held serve in the 6th, 7th, and 8th. Now we see if they can go ahead in the 9th. Last chance for Biloxi, but they've got Mitchell, Weimer, and Valerio due up in the 9th, trailing by a run 3-2. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Grab every opportunity to get your brand out there with Magnolia Printing and Signs First of Gulfport. Signs First can brighten your imaging with signs, banners, window graphics, flags, and more. Choose Magnolia Printing for professional brochures, flyers, letterhead, business cards, direct mail, and decals. And we put your brand to work with vinyl lettering for your vehicle, walls, and windows. We're here to help you. Call or stop by and let us show you how. Magnolia Printing and Signs First, 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Top of the ninth inning, Shuckers trailing by a run, 3-2. Garrett Mitchell leads it off. The first pitch from Caleb Sampin is a slider swung over and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers scored in the first to take a 1-0 lead. Right-hander Sampin is 0-1, and a breaking ball is outside. It's 1-1. Biscuits would take the lead in the second on a two-run homer by Jordan Kassar. The set and the 1-1. And Mitchell fouls this in and out of the mid of Hunt, and the count is 1-2. Biscuits added another in the fifth on a solo homer by Brett Wisely. Shuckers scored in the sixth when Freelich singled, stole second, moved to third on an infield single by Zamora, and scored on the double play ball by Mitchell. Garrett is 0-2 tonight with a hit by pitch. The 1-2 to Mitchell, and he takes a changeup fading away for a ball. And the count is 2-2. Well, the Shuckers really need to find a way to win this one. They've dropped five in a row heading into tonight. The set and the 2-2. And Mitchell watches a backdoor slider just miss. Sampin thought he had it, and Greg Jones plays it off by dusting off the top of his sneakers out at short, but he thought that it was strike three as well. Payoff to Mitchell, and he swings and misses, came back inside with a cutter. First out in the inning. Just the second strikeout of the ballgame for Sampin. And it's Joey Weimer. Weimer 0-3 tonight with three strikeouts. The first pitch, and Joey watches a slider low and away for a ball, 1-0. Weimer's extra base hit streak in danger. He's had an extra base hit in six straight, the 1-0. And he watches a fastball at 92 at the bottom of the zone. And the count is now 1-1. That is tied for the franchise record for the longest extra base streak. As the wing for the fences comes up empty on a cutter at the bottom of the zone, it is 1-2. Shuckers trailing it 3-2 here in the top of the ninth. One gone, base is empty. And the 1-2 to Weimer. And Joey is late on a cutter at the bottom of the zone. It's a forced strikeout night for Weimer. And it all comes down to Felix Valerio.
Yeah, it just seemed like Weimer out of sorts in that at-bat and mixing pitches well and got him off balance. Went with the heater, then the soft stuff.
So now it's Valerio, and the first pitch fastball dots the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Valerio 1-2 tonight. He doubled in the seventh, and he had a sack fly in the first. The 0-1, and he watches another fastball painted on the outside edge. And it's extra quickly 0-2. Last chance for the Shuckers with two outs. Sampin, the 0-2. And this is hit on the ground. Meade has it come up into his chest. Double clutches, throws to first. It's in time, and the Biscuits take another one from the Shuckers. Biloxi took the lead early, but the Biscuits use two home runs to top the Shuckers and take their fifth straight game in this series. Final score tonight, Montgomery 3, Biloxi 2. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Put a bow on this one and get you set for tomorrow's series finale. Shuckers fall tonight, and the postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. You can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers lose tonight by a final score of 3-2. Garrett Green with you here, Thomas Zenzarella alongside. And Thomas, unfortunately, a familiar script played out tonight for Biloxi. They jumped out in front early, took a 1-0 lead in the first inning, but then it was a big home run by the Biscuits, and really two homers the difference in the ballgame tonight as Montgomery gets a 2-run shot from Jordan Kassar wisely in the fifth, and that was enough to top Biloxi this evening.
Yeah, it really was. Just like last night, two home runs is what hurt the Shuckers. And again, tonight, as you said, and another close battle as well, and the Biscuits pitching using just two pitchers tonight was just enough and what they needed to hold down the Shuckers, in which both teams really vied for runs in the back end of the ballgame. Andy Otero, where he had a big punch out in the sixth inning with two runners in scoring position, and then obviously the play that's going to be highlighted, and we're probably going to talk about tomorrow as well in the seventh inning. Valerio leadoff, double gets to third, and then a 6-2. Good play in the hole with the infield in by Greg Jones, and those little things added up, in which we thought, too, with a Biscuits had two base-running errors that resulted in outs, and we thought, oh, boy, here's a window of opportunity, but the Biscuits quickly closed that, and how they sneak out with a 3-2 win.
Yeah, and you wonder about that seventh inning. You like the aggressive nature by Felix Valerio, but then the one that really stings is all the way back in the first inning where the Shuckers had the bases loaded and nobody out in the first. They kind of had Evan McKendry on the ropes early on, but a strikeout of Weimer and then a sack fly by Felix Valerio does get the runner home, but at that point you have runners on first and second and two outs instead of bases loaded and nobody out. And after that sack fly, McKendry finished his evening by striking out 7 of the final 10 batters that he faced. And did not allow a base runner as he retired 10 straight to finish off the game for the Biscuits, his part of it there. And then you said at the Shuckers, they did get a run across, and outside of it was just one hanging curveball that Andy Otero left over the plate tonight. It was the only mistake that he made. He does not take the loss in this evening's contest because Lucas Ercik departed trailing, and the Shuckers were never able to tie it up. But Biloxi just comes up short tonight by a final score of 3-2 against Montgomery. Well, when we come back, we'll look around the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system. Again, all of that as the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show rolls along next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
The sun has just barely gone down. There are still a few little rays of sunlight, and yet the fireworks show is already done here at Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers fall 3-2 tonight. Hey, plenty of other action around baseball. And to take a look at the scores in the Southern League, let's hand you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. I think for anybody who may be listening and maybe you're a fan of any of the other teams in the Southern League, you're probably like, this game's already done because everybody else is still playing. There is still a game in the fifth inning. The other two games are in the seventh. So that's how quickly played this game was tonight. We'll start, though, with the M-Braves and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Blue Wahoos ahead 3-1 on the M-Braves. Hayden Cantrell, two hits tonight. Former Shucker. Griffin Conant also multi-hit game for him. He's got a pair. Cantrell also with a stolen base as well. Zach McCambly, though, remember, he had struggled mightily this season to start turning in his best start, though. Six innings, allowing just one run on two hits, one walk, and eight punch-outs is in line for the win right now. Some of the scoring, Gerard Encarnacion, sack fly in the first inning. Luke Waddell bombed the first inning, double toe. Michael Harris the second, and then the sixth inning, they got two more runs. McIntosh singled, Conine single as well, and which Michael Harris the second with a base hit tonight. I believe it's now 13-game hit streak for him.
A 26-game on-base streak.
His reach base in every single game. Average sits at 315 right now. And again, M-Braves trailing 3-1.
You know, if he stole a base in that game tonight by any chance? Because I know that he, coming into tonight, we were looking at it because obviously you take a look at the numbers for Greg Jones. And he's got Michael Harris the second has 10 steals coming into tonight.
Yeah.
So he is on the Southern League leaderboard as well.
Yeah, he does not have a steal tonight, but still 1-for-3 with a double was the one hit that he has. So, again, well-played game by him, and we'll be seeing him at the big league level. Looking in Birmingham Regents Field, just a little bit north of here, the Barons on top of the Tennessee Smokies, 4-1. Rowdy Reed, his fifth home run in the first inning, scores Tyler Desloney. Jose Rodriguez doubles the score in the bottom of the third, and at the top of the fourth inning, a double by Bryce Ball, his 10th of the season, scores a run. So the Barons kind of running early with two runs in the first and two in the third inning. And Rowdy Reed, multi-game mentioned the home run. But so far, yes, the Barons are on top. They have just one, I guess, at bat with a runner in score position. They're 1-for-1. You don't see that too often.
Not very often.
Late in the game. That's what I was trying to get at the words in my mouth because I've never seen that before. Usually, by the seventh inning, you get 1-for-4, 1-for-3. But
nope.
Nope.
Not
in Birmingham. Just get the hits and the first base, and that's it. There's nothing. But the final game tonight, Rocket City 7-5 on top of the Chattanooga Lookouts. Plenty of scoring here in the middle innings. Chattanooga did take a 1-0 lead in the first, but then we head to the bottom of the third inning. Aaron Whitefield double, ties the game up at 1. Trey Cabbage singles home 2, had the walk-off granny last night against the Lookouts. So another multi-RBI game for him, puts him ahead 3-1. Robbie Tenorowicz home run, 3-2 in the fourth inning, and then they started to pull away again. Double, and then a two-run home run from Aaron Whitefield, his fifth. And then in the fifth inning, Torrey Hunter Jr. doubles in a run, make it 7-5. So plenty of scoring in that one between the top two teams in the North Division.
By the way, you're not crazy. That is indeed Torrey Hunter Jr., the one, the only Torrey Hunter Jr. So he is a member of Rocket City yet again, it seemed like, this season. But Thomas, thanks as always for checking in on the scores for us tonight. Greatly appreciate it. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at scores from around the Brewers organization. We went over it in the sixth inning, but if you weren't with us, win over Fort Wayne tonight. Joe Gray Jr. hits his second home run of the year, part of a 2-RBI day for him. Tyler Black stole 4 bases, 7 total steals, and 9 attempts for Wisconsin today. Russell Smith gets the victory as he goes 5 one-hit scoreless innings, and Cam Robinson gets his 5th save during the last 2 innings in that one. Carolina beaten today 6-5 in 10 innings against Augusta, and they are still scoreless right now between Norfolk and Nashville. That game is now in the bottom of the 7th inning. They played a couple of close contests there. As remember, our old friend Jacob Nottingham is playing for Norfolk right now. They also have Adley Rushman making his way back on rehab to try and ultimately make it to the major leagues. Dylan File was on the mound tonight for Nashville. 5 scoreless innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Luke Barker, also a scoreless frame. And Thomas Jenkins threw a scoreless top of the 7th inning. Just 2 hits tonight for the Nashville Sounds, both of them from Jonathan Davis, not Johnny Davis, who played for the Shuckers back in the day. As for the big league crew, they are in Atlanta right now. And at this exact moment, they trail it 2-0. Ronald Acuna Jr. has homered for a second consecutive night. He hit a solo blast in the 5th, and then an Ozzie Albies single just a couple of minutes ago gave the Braves a 2-0 lead. So I think we're going to tune into that one as we make our way back to the hotel and check in on the big league crew. All right, final numbers from this one. For the Biloxi Shuckers, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They wind up leaving 3 men on base. For Montgomery, 3 runs on 9 hits, though the 2 big ones were the 2 homers. No errors. They left 4 men on base. Winning pitcher is Caleb Sampin. He improves to 1-1. Losing pitcher is Lucas Ersic. He drops to 0-3. Tonight's game took an hour and 59 minutes. First time we have played under 2 hours this season in front of a crowd of 3,647 on an 80-degree clear, low humidity night here in Montgomery. With the win, the Biscuits are now 14-11. They've won 5 straight games. With the loss, the Shuckers are now 12-14 on the year. They have dropped 6 consecutive games. The Shuckers will look to avoid the sweep tomorrow. They've got a good guy going on the mound for them to do it. The right-hander Tyler Herb, 2-1 with a 1.93 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Taj Bradley, 1-0 with a 3.13 ERA. We have a 3:33 first pitch tomorrow. I am going to say that we'll be on the air at 3:20 tomorrow. I think that I'm not going to do the math to figure out whatever odd number it needs to be. For
seconds.
We're just going to say 3:20 tomorrow on the air for you for a 3:33 p.m. first pitch to round out the series right here in Montgomery. Well, the big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work this evening. Play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media as well. Thomas, thanks so much again, sir.
Well, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Saturday evening, whether you're with us for an out, an inning, or the entire game. Come on, less than 2 hours. How were you not with us for the entire game? But we are thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Gary Green saying so long from here in Montgomery. Your final score, the Montgomery Biscuits 3, the Biloxi Shuckers 2. Back at it tomorrow afternoon at 3:33 p.m. from right here in Montgomery. Until then, good night from Riverwalk Stadium.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.